The film's been in the making for more than 5 years, but the story's been in the making for a lot longer than that. We met with Take That around the end of 2017, and we met them in London, and they were living in different parts of Europe at the time, and they'd all come together in London to talk through what could happen with the film. And we'd met with Tim previously. Damien Jones, who's another producer on the film, was there. And we talked about how we could approach the show and how well it worked with an audience, but what the opportunities might be to make it bigger, and, you know, what film would provide to take it a bit bigger and to go bigger with the musical numbers and what was possible. And they were great. They had a real understanding of an excitement of it. They were almost flattered that we were looking at this show and we thought we could turn it into a film. We wanted to do right by them. And they also, this hugely Britain's most successful band at the time, and so we had to do right by them. And so the sense was that we'd make something ambitious and that we would try and do the film justice on the big screen and make it a very cinematic film and then find the right filmmaker to do that. And we talked about directors. We talked about how important it was to find a female director for it because it's such a female-led story. And what was great is that Tim Firth was involved right from the start and had a sense of how his story had worked with an audience. And, you know, they'd workshopped the show by this point. I don't think they'd launched the stage show by that time, but they knew where it was working and what was great about it. And Tim's done a phenomenal job in taking that script and that project and turning it into a film and making it more cinematic. So I think from meeting Take That, we then started talking to different people and getting people to see the stage show and meeting with directors. And then it was when we saw How to Build a Girl that we identified Koki as someone who was almost perfect in that she could handle the music in the film, she could handle the humour and the charm. Characters in that film were all, you know, very down to earth, very relatable, very funny, but also the kind of the magical realism of things coming alive and music making things coming alive and changing things. And we thought, weirdly, that How to Build a Girl was almost the perfect calling card for this film. We got to talk to Koki. She hadn't seen the stage show, but she got to read the script and was super enthused about the project and could absolutely see how it could get bigger. And so, you know, we added Koki to the creative team. She worked a lot with Tim over the course of the next year or two to make it bigger, to take that journey from stage to screen. And she's been phenomenal through it. And what's been great about Koki is that she has a real vision in that she can see what something can be and then work out how to deliver it. So this isn't your traditional jukebox musical, but what we do have is the sense that the music that you love at 15 will carry you through your life. And so when we introduce music in the film, it brings with it the magic. So the music brings the boys will appear. And then to quote a Take That lyric, the world comes alive. And you'll see that the music has an effect on everything around Rachel and her friends and lifts things. What you were able to do with cinema is build on that idea that worked so well in the stage show. In the stage show, the boys were like a Greek chorus who were singing the songs and driving the musical theatre along. In film, we're able to go bigger with their dance. You know, we're able to bring the world into different places. And whether it's checking in on an airplane or walking around the streets of Athens or getting a bus home from a concert with a dose of Take That and our boys, it becomes something really special. We had the project in a very good shape, and then we went into one of the toughest kind of, much tougher times for other people. You know, we can't complain on the grand scheme of things in terms of COVID had a huge impact on people's lives, a much darker impact on a lot of lives than our film. But we faced a huge challenge in trying to deliver this project under the conditions that COVID brought to production. And we had to make a shout that we couldn't do it on the schedule that we'd originally planned. And so we ended up delaying the project by 18 months and making some changes along the way. Greatest Days is a very ambitious film, but it's still an independent film. It's the higher end that you can make as an independent film. You know, it's not a big studio production. It's not backed by a major corporation. It's a small independent that's doing this. And so we had to manage the timeline to work out a way that could be done. At one point, it just simply couldn't be done under the kind of the conditions of restrictions on dancers, people not being close enough to each other, not being able to work with full teams, travel, you know, we have this travel element to it. So we basically, we designed what we felt was a great film. It's probably the worst possible way, project to mount during the kind of COVID restrictions. So we had to delay things and then kind of pick ourselves up when we saw, you know, the beginning of the end of the pandemic to put the film together. Now, I think what's nice in Greatest Days is that we have all of these different groups. And what's been great is through the process of making the film, we've seen them form bonds like our friends on screen or the friends in the characters. And as you've seen, our boy band are super close now. I think they'll go on to rule the world together. And we're seeing these characters and we're seeing characters and friends on screen. And through the process of making the film, I think we've formed new friendship groups amongst the girls and the boys in the process. What's interesting with Take That is that they were huge in the 90s. Obviously, they were great dancers and you know, they were on lots of girls' walls and there was a lot of excitement around them. But what's made them endure for 30 years and more is that the songs are really special. And I think what you have with Gary Barlow is that he's an exceptional songwriter. And he can write these big, powerful songs. And as a band, you know, they can write great pop songs. And there's something really enduring about them. You know, beyond the dancing and the upbeat ones, we've got these big, powerful anthems that are really stirring and, really get the emotions. You know, I think I've been living with Take That's music quite closely now for 5 years. And it doesn't great, you know, the songs genuinely work. And what we have in the film is the songs will give you what you need at that point. There's big emotional songs, there's great pop songs, there's great dance numbers. And so as we make our film and as Rachel goes on her journey, what we have is we're not short of amazing songs to power that along the way. What's terrific about Take That and about Gary is that they're open to change. You know, they've done a whole album around Odyssey where they did new arrangements of the songs. And Gary's been very open. Gary and Tim Firth are very close and work very closely together. And so I think with the stage show, they were able to start changing the songs. There's been more change here, but they've been open to it. And I think it's testimony to, I suppose, the confidence in the material that is happy for other people to take it on and try different things with it and see those songs in a whole new light, reimagined by other people. I hope so. I think it's an emotional journey for the fans in that I think that we've seen the stage show deliver in that way. We know that it's a story about friendship. It's a story about loss and finding each other again. And it has these big songs which have real heart to them and big moments of people coming together and joyful moments, and sad moments. It's a real journey. So I think that we will find, if we do our job properly, we'll find an emotional reaction from the audience. What I'd like people to say about Greatest Days is it's a really good night out. It's a really good time in the cinema. And that if you come together, you're gonna laugh, you might cry, and you're gonna have a good time with the songs. You know, hopefully we'll have people getting up and dancing in the aisles, singing along. And it is that sense of friendship. You know, I think it's really universal themes in that hopefully everyone was a teenager once and they've grown out of it, but they can be in touch with that. And everyone has friends that they might have lost touch with. And it's great to think that they can, you know, in this day and age when we're more connected than ever, maybe we lose sight of some of the important relationships along the way. And so I think it's great to if people go on that journey with Rachel and her friends, as she reconnects with her best friends from her youth, and it inspires them to do so, and it can maybe bring some people together, then I think that's potentially it's just what the world needs right now. This is a film about being a fan of a band, and it's about someone's relationship with music. You know, it's about friendship, and it's about people coming together. And it has been a lot of work, and there's been a lot of ups and downs on the journey, but at its heart, it's such a positive thing.